is closer than we think.
That's the sound of a jet dropping a load of fire retardant on a Montana ranch in 2020. It's a fairly common sight across the western United States during fire season, but this week an environmental group took the federal government to court. The lawsuit claims the Forest Service is dropping the toxic red slurry into rivers and lakes when it uses the chemicals to fight fires. That dumping may be accidental. Dropping anything from a plane isn't a precise science. But when the fire retardant gets into the water, Andy Stahl says it causes real problems. Stahl is an executive director at the Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics, the group that's bringing the lawsuit. Andy, welcome.
Thanks. Glad to be here, Peter.
So these fire retardants, the chemicals, are used a lot. The Department of Agriculture says 100 million gallons of flame retardant were dropped on fires in the past decade. Why did you bring this lawsuit to limit firefighters from using them?
Well, we're only seeking to limit this toxic retardant from getting into water. The Forest Service is free to use the fire retardant, although it's not effective, but the law requires that it keep the retardant out of our streams and rivers so that the Clean Water Act standards are met and we can swim and fish in these waters safely.
The Forest Service, for its part, does say that it occasionally makes its way into streams and rivers, but it's just 1% of the thousands of loads they use on fires every single year. Is that 1% enough to do any damage?
It is. It's enough to kill a lot of fish. That 1%, measured a different way, is 750,000 gallons in that time period that you mentioned. So that's a lot of fertilizer, and which is what fire retardant is made up of. And that fertilizer kills fish. We would never allow a farmer to do what the Forest Service is doing.
There's already a buffer zone right now. Firefighters, they're not supposed to drop these chemicals within 300 feet of a waterway. Are you looking for more? I mean, what exactly do you want from the government here?
We want the Forest Service to keep this crap out of our waterways. This is toxic stuff. And there's no good reason to be dumping it into water. We could be fighting fire with water, and then we wouldn't have to worry about water quality because you can dump water safely into streams anytime you want, and you don't need a permit under the Clean Water Act to do so.
As you know, in the West, water is a precious resource. Aren't you just creating a new problem there?
Well, we actually have a lot of water compared to the amount we use in fires.
Well, a lot of fire managers are pushing back against this lawsuit. I want to listen to this tape from former Cal Fire Director Ken Pimlet talking to CBS News.
The state will still have its resources, but without the support of federal air tankers, it would be a significant impact on the ability to contain fires.
We're hearing from other fire officials that have said not having this tool would be terrifying, that it has saved people's lives. What do you say to that?
Well, California is where we dump half of the retardant used nationally. So I can understand why Cal Fire would be concerned. If you look at Europe, you look at other countries, you look at Canada, they use very little fire retardant. So this is really uniquely a California issue in many ways. And the problem in California is that we have occasional fires, about 1% of them, that are not controllable with anything we do. They're like earthquakes, they're like hurricanes. The best we can do is design our homes and communities to withstand them because we are not going to stop them with or without retardant.
Well, I think this is an important point because climate change is making forests more vulnerable to those big megafires. They do significant damage to our ecosystem. And I think what the California fire officials are saying here is that by limiting fire retardant, we're saying the risk to rivers and lakes is higher than the damage that these megafires do, not only to property, but to the forests and to people's lives.
If there was any evidence that the retardant was effective in stopping those megafires, I would be 100% behind its use. The problem is there is no evidence that it is effective. In fact, fires that are treated with fire retardant escape at a much higher rate than fires that are not treated with retardant. The fact is, there's just no scientific evidence that retardant is effective in keeping fires small.
You're a former Forest Service employee yourself, and I'm wondering how your own experience working for the agency, how that shaped your understanding of this problem.
Now, my experience as a Forest Service employee has some bearing on this. I appreciate how wedded the Forest Service is to fire retardant because the Forest Service invented fire retardant. It feels a sense of ownership in this toxic slurry that it drops out of airplanes. And it's hard to give up and admit that that your own invention doesn't work.
Andy Stoll is Executive Director of the Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure, Peter.